580KIDO. Miller's Mission from the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin. It has been a long time since I've had the pleasure of having my great friend, a person who has always been there for me. I've talked about him for many, many years. I've known him since 1999. Sean Hannity, of course, you can catch him weekday afternoons at 3. You can catch him on the Fox News channel. You can catch him everywhere. Joins us now at 580KIDO. Good morning,
Kevin,
Sean.
How are you, my friend? What's going on? Well, I did get to spend some time with you in Philadelphia recently.
I know, Sean, and it was a pleasure to see you. And what I always love about you, Sean, is you always are a champion of the American people. You're always a champion of the little guy, and I really appreciate you always being there for me.
Oh, listen, you know what? You're one of the great talents in our business. You know, one of the things that drives me crazy in our business is all these people that say, I want a radio show, and I expect to get paid millions of dollars. And I'm like, well, this is a profession. You know, Kevin, for those that don't know, Kevin and I have traveled the country working on individual radio stations as we've, you know, as our careers have grown. And, you know, we actually like to consider this a real business, a real profession, something that's really important to us. And it drives me a little bit nuts when people think, oh, I can do a radio show. It's simple. And it's not what most people think in that way. But, you know, so we're kind of, we've been armed travelers together in that sense that, you know, you and I have paid a lot of dues and we've gone to a lot of places and both of us love doing it. We share war stories all the time when we talk about it.
Sean, in your heart of hearts, you are a radio guy. We're so happy to have you here at 580KIDO every afternoon at 3. Why do you love radio so much?
Boy, you know, I bet you can identify with this. Howard Stern once said it, and if you watch his movie, even though some people may not like Howard Stern going over the top sometimes, he's actually a pretty insightful guy. And but I don't know what happened, but the first time that light went on, something just started coming out of me, and I liked it. And I am still amazed by it today. I can't really explain it. I mean, a part of me that I didn't even know really existed in me, and I was drawn to the radio late at night. I know a lot of people or the kids are told to, you know, I guess turn the TV off. For me, my parents were screaming at me late at night, turn the radio off. And I was drawn to talk radio. There was some of the best pioneers in the business in New York. You know, guys like that I know you know, Barry Farber, and before him, Barry Gray, and later on, you know, people like Bob Grant came on the scene, and I lived in New England for a while, and there were guys there like Jerry Williams and Gene Burns, and these were the real pioneers of talk radio. I mean, to use an analogy, they were the Mickey Mantles, the Babe Ruths, the Lou Gehrigs of radio ahead of us, especially for our format, which is talk radio, and they were smart, and they were good. You know, they used to actually, for interactive talk to take place in the early days, they actually would have a phone to their ear, and they'd say, all right, joining us now is Joe from Boise, and Joe, what's on your mind today? All right, so Joe's telling me that he doesn't like the prisoner swap because they couldn't even put them on the air in the early days. So, you know, technology's come a long way, and I just love the outlet. I think it's basically America's town hall. And personally, it's fun to do. The best part of my day is actually being on the air. You know, it's all the work behind the scenes that, you know, becomes a little bit grind-oriented at times.
Well, and you love to work, Sean. You love to work. It is your passion. And, again, yeah. I grew up with Jerry Williams and Gene Burns and truly the pioneers. Do you feel a responsibility, since you are so old school in the in our genre talk radio, to continue on with that mantle?
You know, I don't even begin to put myself in their category, to be honest. You know, this may sound strange. You know, what I try to do every day is I get up in the morning, I start reading newspapers. Right now I have in front of me 4 newspapers. I have the New York Daily News, the New York Post, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal. Right. I still like to read a newspaper. I mean, since the time I was 8 years old and I delivered newspapers in the morning, I used to get up in the morning, sit by the heater in the wintertime, and I'd fold my newspapers and I'd end up reading them, and my parents would come out screaming at me that I wasn't out delivering them. And so I've always had a passion and a love for reading a newspaper, and you know, at that point when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, all I cared about was sports. Now all I care about sports and politics, so and my family, of course. But I just want to do the best job possible. And to do a good show every day and day in and day out, I think it's just a matter of the work that you do behind the scenes. You know, look, everybody in life, and I, one of the best things in my life that I've ever had happen to me is I did a lot of blue-collar work. Everything in the restaurant industry, everything in the construction industry. You know, and I talk about it on air a lot, and then sometimes my producers start rolling their eyes and basically giving me the look. I know you walked uphill to school, walked uphill there and back, you know, in your bare feet. But what it did was it gave me perspective, and the perspective is that everybody has to serve other people in life. Life's not about yourself. So I kind of look at what we do as providing news, information, entertainment to people every day. And if you want to know what the top stories of the day are, if you want to meet the top newsmakers, this is the show that we try to deliver that promise every day.
Sean Hannity with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Sean, I was very blessed.
By the way,
I never
wanted to be a morning guy, ever. I go to sleep when you're getting up.
Yes,
I have a very different work clock than you.
Well, sometimes it's out of necessity, Sean. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. Mornings are tough.
I was very blessed to get some guidance from a gentleman that meant so much to you and still does, Bill Donovan. A lot of people don't know how you got started and how you started living your dream, and the people that believed in you and still do today. Could you share that story with us?
You know, I'm friends with maybe one or two exceptions. I'm friends with every single person I've ever worked with or for, which I think is, you know, I'm kind of very blessed that I've had some great people in my life. You know, you know, when I was listening to radio all those years, I never really thought that I would get into radio. It wasn't even like a dream. If anything, it was such a remote possibility that I could ever be the guy behind the mic.
Right.
That I never even thought that way. And for whatever reason, at some point, it was during the Iran-Contra affair, 1986, I started calling in a radio programs. And because I'd kind of listened to a more aggressive style of talk in New York and in New England, you know, my calls got noticed pretty quickly, and I noticed that the guy that was hosting the program used to have to end up, you know, he would keep me on for a long time. He'd put other callers on with me. I would start, you know, championing Ollie North, who at the time I didn't know I'd become best friends with.
Right.
And anyway, so I got a job at a college radio station. I was thrown off the air in 40 hours. And then I realized that I really wanted to do this, and I kind of put an ad in a trade publication, Radio and Records, and lo and behold, I got a call from Bill Donovan in Huntsville, Alabama, and he said, are you interested in maybe coming to work? We're changing one of our stations to talk. And I spent a lot of time on the phone with him and another guy, Dave Stone, and I packed everything I had, and I moved across the country to a state where I didn't know a single person except these two people I talked on the phone with. And I was getting paid $19,000 a year, and by the time I left 2 years later, I was doing the morning and the afternoon show. And I felt like the luckiest guy on earth. And then the local newspaper wrote an editorial, "Goodbye to the talk show host from hell." So I guess I made an impact.
Well, and you found the love of your life there, too.
She's sitting right next to me, the love of my life. That's correct.
Yep, that was a magical place, and all of us are very honored to have worked at that place that you set the precedent. Sean, what's the future of talk radio today in the ever politically correct world that we live in?
You know, it's an interesting question because radio is evolving in many ways, and I still think it's the greatest communication medium out there. It's the warmth medium. On TV, you can move your head, you can shake your head, you can wink, you can nod, you can make an angry face and make a point. On radio, I think what you discover out of people more than anything, you can't fake it for 2, 3, 4 hours a day. And I think people are going to understand where you're really coming from, where your heart's coming from. So I always refer to it as a heart medium. The challenge for radio is the audience for content is there. The problem is that there are so many platforms now that we are competing with. especially, I would argue, music radio has a bigger challenge in the end than talk radio does, because people can download their favorite songs to their iPod or their iPad, and they can soon they'll be able to plug it in their car. Then they got satellite radio that they're competing with, and they got iHeartRadio that they're competing with, and every station has a website where people can click and listen if they're at work, or a host has a website where they can click and listen at work. And I know this is maybe probably too much detail for our audience, but, you know, none of those platforms are measured for us. In other words, if people listen to our station, 580 in Boise online, we can't get credit for that listenership in terms of rating services. So I think that's the biggest challenge. I think the content, the fact that good content will always draw in listeners is great. But I think once we get the measurement finished, fixed, it's going to work. Interestingly, two of the biggest liberal talk radio hosts, they were never that big, but the two biggest, have just left the industry because, you know, they just had no audience. So I think that conservative talk radio, I think its future is bright, but I think there's got to be an adjustment in terms of how we measure our audience and make sure that we get the full credit and the stations and the sticks get the full credit for the listenership that they develop. So that's my big right now, my big cause that I'm championing.
Well, Sean, you know, again, I'm just humbled that to call your friend, and I'm so proud that you're here weekdays at 3, and you are such a great guy, and you're such a giver, and I've told everybody I was so excited that you were coming back, and just happy to have you.
I'm very excited about it. You guys are rocking, and it's such a great station, and you guys are just killing it out there. And you know, I was out at Boise once when I was on one of my book tours, and it was funny. It was I spoke the morning before a game, and it was nice because I had a crowd full of people in jerseys.
Well, hopefully we'll get you out here. Sean, thank you very much, sir.
All right, Kevin. I'm proud of your success. Your friendship means a lot to me. God bless everybody out there. And by the way, it's safer out there than New York.
Take care, Sean.
I can't wait. I'm not wanted in my own state. Can you believe it?
We'd love to have you here.
No. You guys have a state income tax? You don't, do you?
We do.
You do? What is it?
Not much. Not bad.
Yeah. I met your governor a while back. Great guy.
He is. Great American, as are you.
All right, my friend. Thanks, Kevin.
Take care, Sean. Thank you. There you have it. Our friend Sean Hannity here at 580KIDO, welcomed addition to our lineup at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I thought it would be interesting that we take a look at these things when we're looking at Sean as a person. And so many people, if you haven't read his book, I thought it would be interesting to just kind of focus in on how he became a talk show host, how, in fact, he develops his topics, and the difference between radio and television. And the idea that here you got have a guy that was hanging drywall in Santa Barbara and got kicked off a college radio station after only being on the air for a week. And you had a local owner, Bill Donovan, in Huntsville, Alabama, who I was blessed to be hired with many, many years after Sean. By the way, what Sean doesn't tell you is we were still making $19,000 a year well after he was gone. That was the base salary. But he met his wife in Huntsville, went to Atlanta, went to New York, and now he's on with us. We do appreciate it. Your thoughts on Sean Hannity, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Miller's mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Airstream Adventures Northwest, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580-KIDO, Kevin Miller here. Also getting your thoughts on the Bo Bergdahl situation. Miller's mission continues. Let's go to David Ferdinand at 580KIDO. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, great interview with Sean.
Well, thank you. It's great that we could finally get him on.
Oh, man. Well, he's a genuine guy. My history went back with Sean when we were providing streaming technology. I was working with a company out in New York, and I started working with your good friend Michael Harrison at
Yes.
Magazine.
One of my mentors, yes.
he is a great guy. And for people that, you know, you're talking old radio, I mean, here's a guy that, that really started, the countdown for rock and roll out of Los Angeles. I mean, this guy's an incredible guy and started, he really started promoting the industry that you're in because he saw what was happening with AM radio. So, you know, that's a, you know, tremendous history. And Sean was there. In fact, when we were at the Talkers Magazine new media event out in it's when they were doing at the Empire Hotel.
Yes, the old Empire Hotel in New York. I've been to several of them.
Yeah, well, and you know, you and I were probably there together, especially when it was Hannity and Combs, and Combs did a late night show that we were, you know, we were all guests on that late night show at I think it was WNEW in New York, and I mean, and it was typical Sean Hannity and Alan Combs, and they've always given back. But here's my point was going to be: Sean Hannity still hosts the, I think it's a cocktail hour, the first night of that event every year. And here's Sean; he didn't have to give back to those people, but he loves the industry and he gives back to it all the time. What a great guy! And one of the memorable pictures that I have was of Sean Hannity and Barbara Olson. And Barbara,
God rest her soul.
Yeah. And I've got that picture. I should bring it out in my guitar and do some songs with you this week. I love what you're doing out there to help.
Well, we could have got the band back together. You and Dale here singing some songs this morning. Where were you?
I was listening. You got to have an audience too.
No, but one thing that that people may, and hopefully one day they'll get to meet Sean at 580KIDO, is that he's a genuine person. And like I said, I've been a guy that's worked in all these markets, and he always knows where I am. And look, if he saw you, he would recognize you as well, David Ferdinand.
Yeah.
That's just how he is.
No, he's just a great guy. And of course, having been able to work with those guys over the years, with people like Michael Harrison and Kevin and the guys out at Talkers, and the growth of that industry. But it's what you're doing, connecting with the local audience. When I started at your sister station there, KFXD, when I was 19 years old, who would have thought that talk radio would still be doing what it's doing in the form that it's in today?
Well, I think we have to fight to keep it because it's much easier, and I really didn't get a chance to allude to this with Sean, but it's much easier to do stocks and jocks and go, hey, what about LeBron? Hey, what about this? Or do the pablum puking, decadent jabroni, mind-rotting, cavity-filled FM radio that offers really nothing, unless you get a talk station on. I mean, really, hey, Justin Bieber said this. Oh, my God, that's going to change my life. And we have to continue to fight. We have to continue to educate. We have to continue to do events like this for the sheer very reason that the critical thinking skills depend on it.
And the connecting with that group of people called the audience, that is what makes all of it work tremendous. Anyway, great job, Kevin. I'll tell me when I bring my guitar, I'll be out.
Reverend Bill, when do you want David Ferdinand out here?
Tomorrow,
that'd be tomorrow morning.
Is that tomorrow already?
Yes.
Time flies when you're sleeping in an Airstream or not. Come on down, Dave.
What time?
What time? 5 a.m., Dave.
No.
5 a.m. is Airstream time. I've been up at that time before.
Come on down at 8. 8 o'clock is a more civil hour.
Okay. I'll see you guys then.
All right.
Pleasure, David.
Thank you very much. David Ferdinand talking about his memories with Sean Hannity. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Why are you looking at your clock here?
I'm just wondering what time it is.
You know, you should listen, I tell you.
It's Miller time.
That's why we love Reverend Bill. We continue on here at 580KIDO. Much more on the Bergdahl situation. Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, has this to say. Now, Reverend Bill, let me protect you from yourself here. Has this to say.
A bit unfair to Sergeant Bergdahl's family and to him to presume anything. We don't do that in the United States. We rely on facts.
The issue here is it facts or emotion the Bergdahl being condemned, number one, and why did Haley give him the boot? Why did Haley give Bo the boot? We'll talk about it next at 580 KIDO.
Miller's mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Airstream Adventures Northwest, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Once again, we'll have Mo more on Bo Bergdahl getting the boot. Is it the right move? And Haley, 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com, joined by the coughing Reverend Bill of the Boise Rescue Mission, and really joined by a special young man who has stepped up to help us here, Rob Studebaker of Team Mazda Subaru, who always gives back to the community, who, when I had this crazy idea, I was looking for people to make this happen, and along with Airstream Adventures Northwest Boise, Rob decided, Kevin, I want to help the community. This would be great, and is responsible for making this happen. So, Rob, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Why are you involved in this? Why? I mean, you're in the business to give people great cars, great quality. Why are you here with us? What's Rob, for you?
You bet. The simplest truth for me, Kevin, was this organization takes care of people, and these are people that really need help. And this was simple, and meeting the Reverend the other day really tied it all together for me, because he's taking care of people. And how many folks do you house, Bill?
Well, right now we're having about 300 to 350 per night in bed, and we're serving about 1,000 meals every day.
Yeah, so the neediest folks in our communities need a place to be and some food, and they that's what they're doing. I mean, this, we're so fortunate to have nice homes and food every day, and the folks that work in my store in the same way, but these people don't. And so,
well, not only have you sponsored this event, but you put out two full page ads in both papers, so I'd say you were committed.
Again, it was easy. You do great things, and we'd love to follow you with these events, and like I said, taking care of people.
How's the economy going?
Seems to be moving along for the auto industry as a whole. May was very good for the national auto industry, and new cars are moving.
Well, that's good news. It's been a rough few years.
It has been. Yeah, it has been. It's finally back to 07 levels, actually. We'd like to see that continue.
That is reassuring. Reverend Bill, how important is it that you have someone like Rob and his business and other businesses make this event happen and make donations happen that we don't even know about?
Well, that's exactly right, Kevin, and the awareness that's happening right now with people tuning in and hearing this and hearing about the rescue mission, thanks to your program and thanks to sponsors like Rob, we can't do it without you, really, because we don't take any government money. We don't have any income stream. We write grants and we pray and hope we get them. And yesterday we got a beautiful gift from the Merrill Lynch Foundation, $5,000 gift. And that's wonderful, but we really appreciate and depend on the people right here in this valley supporting the rescue mission, sending a gift, putting in their time, donating their used material, clothing, things like that, new things for people, even cars. People donate cars, and then we turn them over to people in our work search program, people that are, looking for work, finding work, and needing transportation. It's ultimately important for us to have community support. And as I've said before, this is the most generous community on the face of the earth. And Rob is a good example of that, as are you, Kevin. And we've got David Renier behind me from the Alpha Omega gun store. They've been raffling guns for us for 6-7 years. And as soon as one gun is won, they put another gun up. And I don't know how many thousands of dollars that's brought in now, but it's fantastic. And it, again, creates awareness. You go listen to Kevin Miller, you hear about the rescue mission. You go to Team Mazda Subaru, you hear about the rescue mission. You go buy a gun, you hear about the rescue mission. And that's what makes it all work for us. And I couldn't be more thankful than I am. Appreciate it.
Well, Rob, when you hear that Reverend Bill, his sole source of income is donations, you, a man that deal with, buying and selling each and every day, what goes on in your mind?
Yeah, he told that story of the Veterans Administration being willing to donate and them turning it away and saying, we take local and community charity very seriously, and we don't take government money boy, that's huge, you know, and people are really stepping up to take care of people in this community, and I was surprised to hear that you were able to pull that off.
Rob, any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us and tell us about the great deals at Team Mazda Subaru? Because, again, you've given us so much. No, really.
Isn't about me,
But you know, it is to a degree because, as I've said, this is a different show. Without you, I couldn't do this, and you're our partner. So, please, what's going on?
Well, you know, what we want to continue to do, and one of the ways that we've given back in the last couple of years is we take in some trades that we fix up and then like to donate to different charities. Recently gave to the Advocates Against Family Violence. It's a local charity. We'd like to continue that. I had a gentleman from the sheriff's office there in Caldwell come by and ask for anything we could do, and we're going to donate a vehicle to them and let them raffle it off and then drive dollars to the sheriff's department. That's a way for us to give back, and it's a way that we're going to continue to try and support those closest to us. And it feels good. You know, it's something we like to do.
Awesome. Isn't that amazing? And you gave him a chance to do a commercial for his store, and he didn't do it. Instead, he talked about giving, giving, giving. And that's the wonderful thing about this valley and the people that live in it, Miller. As you know, this is the most generous community, the most wonderful community to be a part of that I've ever seen. And I love the sheriff's office. I help them out a little bit with volunteer time. And the Advocates Against Family Violence is a good partner of the rescue mission, Valley Women and Children's Shelter. So thanks for that, too.
Oh, you bet.
I appreciate it.
Outstanding.
Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate that.
You bet.
You're the man, Miller.
I only wish. back to Sean Hannity talk here at 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. As you heard, Chuck Hagel saying that we need to give Sergeant Bergdahl the benefit of the doubt here. And let's take a listen to, well, a variety of opinions on Sergeant Bergdahl.
What this really did is return five very dangerous people to the fight against America. And I believe it was done as part of a political narrative that the president tried to further last week, that the war in Afghanistan was over and that our last prisoner had been returned.
I'm sure we looked at a range of options, but again, as I refer to General Dempsey's comment, that this was the best opportunity to get him home.
He didn't want to be found, and so we were chasing a ghost around eastern Afghanistan for at least 90 days immediately following his disappearance.
The ambushes, they just seemed a little more methodical, a little more planned out, like they knew what we were doing, or they knew what we would do in that situation. So yeah, in knowing that he went to seek out the Taliban, we were thinking about that.
It's not a victory for President Obama. It's a victory for our soldiers, their families, and our great country. No member of the armed forces should be left behind, and President Obama saw to that.
Men who I knew in Afghanistan who died looking for him, those are the heroes. Bergdahl, who walked away, who deserted his post, he is not a hero.
A bit unfair to Sergeant Bergdahl's family and to him to presume anything. We don't do that in the United States. We rely on facts.
Saying that he served with honor and distinction, honor and dignity, that's a slap in the face to everybody who honorably joined the Army, deployed, returned home, or deployed and died in combat. Saying that Bergdahl was honorable is the exact opposite. He's no hero. I mean, he's a deserter.
And what do you do with a deserter? What do you do with Sergeant Bergdahl? If you're the town, the village, the city of Haley, you cancel the Welcome Back Bo celebration. Because as I said before, real or perceived, no one wants to have a hometown parade for a deserter, for a traitor. Do they? And I take a look at people, and it's very easy now. It was very easy to, hey, Bo's home, let's talk to the media, I did this, I did that. And I take a look as an outside observer, and I feel sorry for a lot of good folks that still believe. Dwight, the motorcycle rider. Lance, the motorcycle rider of the POW groups. You know why? Because this is something you're not going to get from the grip and grin hey, let's read the newspaper and condemn this kid. You're going to get this from someone, as Sean said, lives this business. And I can remember hanging out with Reverend Bill, driving his personal truck at the 4th of July parade, and seeing Lance Stevenson, I believe, handing out bracelets for Bo Bergdahl in the hot sun during a July 4th weekend. Here you have a guy handing out bracelets, organizing fundraisers, doing good. You have the people in Haley with Carole King and all that, you know, raising awareness, doing good. And then you have the government forcing people to sign non-disclosure agreements, so we didn't know what really happened. So are we to blame for wanting to believe that one of our own was taken by the Taliban? I mean, really, it makes sense if you want to jump to the media narrative, as we did with the Duke Lacrosse case, as we did with Richard Jewell, as we've done so often, that it makes sense. They knew where he was. That's why they didn't get him. He was a deserter. This story has been, this deal has been on the table for 3 or 4 years. The reason why the president made this deal is because he didn't go to Congress. He broke the law. Where is the outrage there? I'd like to see tough guy Marco Rubio say the same things about Obama that he's saying about Mr. Bergdahl. Sergeant Bergdahl will have his time. The attacks on his father, look, once that's fully disclosed, he'll have his day. But where is our friend Mr. O'Reilly going after President Obama, who adeptly used this crisis, much to my chagrin, to take people off the front page of the VA scandal? So I'd like to hear from you at 580-5436. And people go, well, Kevin, I don't know where you stand. I would like to hear more of the facts, but I do respect the opinion of all these men who have come home and said, dude, this is what went on. I could never question, one should never question anyone who's been there and done that, right? Because they've done things that allow us to be free. Right, Chuck Hagel?
It's been unfair to Sergeant Bergdahl's family and to him to presume anything. We don't do that in the United States. We rely on facts.
580-5436, 580-KIDO. We would love to hear your facts, your opinions on this case when we're talking about Sergeant Bergdahl. We go to Patriot Ray at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Patriot Ray.
Hello, Kevin Miller in the morning. It's good to hear you.
Good to see you, yesterday, and thank you for your great donation. If America, if we had more Patriot Rays in America, we'd have a better place and a better country.
Well, thank you very much. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the newspaper people and the standard media, not you, are complicit with this president because they've taken the pressure off of him on Benghazi and other issues, the VA hospital. The headlines are all about Bo now, and it's just horrible. I mean,
it's all about bye-bye Bo.
Yeah, and it's all about what he's done now, and instead of letting the vetting of the armed services do their job and find out what really happened and how it took place, you know, it's not up to us. We are not the judge and jury in this case. It needs to go through the proper channels, and that's what's going to happen. If the people just realize, okay, if he's a traitor, it'll be found out. If he's not, that will be found out. But why don't we wait for the complete story and everything that's going to come to light instead of taking the issues away from this president who has done so many things that should have gotten him released from office years ago? I just don't understand it. And if we say anything about him, we're racist. If we talk about anything anymore, we're racist or we're homophobes. So I guess I'm all of that, and I'm glad to be, because I want the truth. I just don't want to have hearsay and the things that people just want us to hear. I want to know the truth, and that's why we need you, and that's why we need other talk show hosts who really try to get the truth out there. So stay fired up, my friend. We will see you Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. I might even stop in on a little bit later tonight. So you have a good night.
Thank you, Patriot Ray. Take care. It is 8:51. Let's get you to traffic.
His mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Airstream Adventures Northwest, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The wheels keep turning. Reverend Bill Roscoe, Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO. Coming up tomorrow, we will talk to Governor Butch Otter, get his thoughts on some things here, and we will... We'll look at the governor's take on the post-primary Republican Party on Sergeant Bergdahl. Remember, you can reach me all the time, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, Kevin Miller on Facebook. We will continue to discuss the situation involving Sergeant Bergdahl. The only thing I would say is, look, to the people that have served and get it, I understand where you're coming from. To everybody else that just reads a newspaper, well, I'd ask you to withhold judgment, but... You know, everybody's entitled to an opinion, and whether we agree or disagree, dude, that's what makes this show the best. It's not agreement radio, it's you. Let me put to you this one more time. You make the show. I'm just the monkey that's blessed to be a part of it. Let's get you to traffic. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Want to thank everybody for stopping by. But look, the need is still here. I'd love to see you. I had a couple last night in a Mercedes stop by and hang out. Let's celebrate life. Let's celebrate hope. See me at the Garrity Walmart, Garrity and Franklin. We would love to make a difference to the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, and to you, and to the Lighthouse of the Boise Rescue Mission.